and welcome to C3 Church, Bridgman Downs. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
The burden bearer. Can you turn to the person beside you and say, you're a burden bearer? Go and tell them. And then on the other side, just in case they missed it, you're a burden bearer. He says, what on earth are you talking about today? Well, here's what I find when it comes to life and relationships. I find that most things in life move at the speed of your relationships. It moves at the speed of your relationships. Whether those relationships are successful or unsuccessful, whether they are functional or dysfunctional, whether they're healthy or unhealthy, I find my ability to navigate and nurture my relationships is one of the keys to my success in life. Amen. Would you agree with that today? So it's something that I think I'm continually, and we're continually working on, to master the art of having not just good relationships, but I would say meaningful relationships in our life. I think we can do life at the surface level, but don't go past the surface. And we can see people maybe on social media and they've got this life that they're projected. But I don't know about you, but I want to go deeper than that. I want to walk with you through stuff. I want to pray with you through stuff. And God's called us to do this today. And I want to talk around this idea. And I also think that having great relationships is a manifestation of your Christianity and your spirituality. I don't think it's just a vertical thing. I think it's how good do we do the horizontal thing. And that's a manifestation of our spiritual maturity. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But I've got to ask you a question as we kick off this morning. It might sound a little bit unspiritual, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you find people annoying? I mean really annoying. Come on, give me a wave if you find people annoying sometimes. Yep, keep your hand up if it's the person beside you. No, every hand went up. It was like 95. Oh, God. The altar call's going to be so long today. We're going to need a whole team of pastors. Get the pastors ready, Sam. A month of counseling. But I find some people really annoying, right? I find that I've got a short fuse with some people sometimes. And the weird and wonderful thing is the very people that I find the most annoying and the most uncomfortable and, dare I even say, a little bit awkward to talk to, could it be that God has put them in your life for a very specific reason, a very specific purpose? Buckle up, it's going to be a bumpy ride in here this morning. If you've got your Bible or your apps, I want you to go to Galatians chapter 6 with me. I'm going to read from the ESV, verse 1, Galatians 6, it'll be up on the big screen, verse 1. It says, brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor, for each will bear his own load. You know, the interesting thing about this idea about being a burden bearer, if you study the book of Galatians, the first five chapters, Paul's talking to the church of Galatia, and he says, you can't earn your Christianity by religious externalism, by trying to do good works and be a good Christian. And the whole message in the first five chapters is you are saved by grace. Praise God. You were justified by grace. So he gives them a good old talking to. And then in chapter 6, he changes gears. But he says, but there is still a law. There's still a law that you and I are called to fulfill. And in verse 2, he calls it the law of Christ or the law of love. Guess what? We're out of the Old Testament. We're in the New Testament. But God is saying, I've called you and I to still walk in a law. In other words, we're still deeply obligated. We're still almost, for want of a better term, bound to fulfill this law. And it's the law of Christ, which is the law of love. So how do we fulfill this law of love? Well, Paul actually says this. It says, you who are spiritual. And he's saying, if you think you're a mature Christian, if you think you have a strong spirituality in Christ, he says this. Here's the mark of a truly spiritually mature Christian. How good are you, not at prophesying, not at going to church three times on a Sunday, not giving lots of money, or that may be good. He says the hallmark of spiritual maturity is this. Here it is. How good are you at bearing someone else's burden? How good are you at carrying somebody else's weakness? He said that's the definition for true spirituality. I think, wow, that's pretty challenging, right? Yeah, because I'm thinking it's more the spiritual dynamic. And he said, no, it's the outworking of your Christian maturity, which shows your depth or level of spiritual maturity in your life. And in verse 2, there are two words I want you to take notice of. The first one is burdens, which means heaviness or weight or even trouble. And the second word is to bear. It means to put on oneself. It means to carry a load with another. Have you ever seen those, you know, a worker out in a field and they might be in the rice paddies or they could be somewhere in there and, you know, they're finishing the job and they stack like all the rice on their back or the sticks and it's like three times the size of them, right? And they're carrying this load. It's like, I've given you a supernatural, Holy Spirit empowered gift to be able to bear the load of somebody else. And he's calling us to walk in this today. You know, if you turn to Romans 15 with me, I like to take this idea, build the foundation and take it a little bit further. In Romans 15, I'm going to read from the Amplified. We're kicking off from verse 1 and it says, now we who are strong, this is the Amplified, in our convictions and faith ought to patiently put up with the weaknesses of those who are not strong and not just to please ourselves. Let each one of us make it a practice to please his neighbor for his good, not for your good, for his good, to build him up spiritually. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written in Scripture, the reproaches of those who reproached you, the Father, fell on me, the Son. Now notice what God gives us the answer. Now may the God who gives endurance and who supplies encouragement grant that you be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus. So he doesn't ask you to do it on your own, but he says, I've called you to be a burden bearer. The thing is, when I look over my life and I think about my spiritual maturity, if you read more deeply into this passage, Paul says this. Here's another mark of Christian maturity or spiritual maturity. He says this. The moment you hear about somebody else's weakness or a frailty or a fault or a transgression, how you react to them in that moment is another hallmark of your spirituality. So if I hear someone, maybe they've done something wrong or they've made a bad decision or they've hooked up with the wrong relationship, he says, how you react to them in that moment will define your level of spiritual maturity. Now, I don't know about you, I can't speak for you, but I know for me, I'm kind of a bit guilty this morning because I've seen people in my life and they've made a bad decision or they've gone down the wrong path. And I've kind of said to myself, have you ever said this, something like, well, yeah, I knew that they would do that. Come on, it's gotten really quiet here in the church this morning, you know. Oh, yeah, look, she's had an issue with that for years. I could see that coming. Yeah, that was kind of predictable. And what God is calling us to do is not stand there and cast the judgment. He's called us to stand there and bring a carrying of that person in their weakness. And that's not easy to do. But if that's good preaching, could I have an amen to that this morning? Amen, right? So God is calling us to stand and to carry because we are burden bearers. Touch your neighbor again and tell him, I'm a burden bearer. Go and tell him, I'm a burden bearer. Have you ever gone to a kid's party or maybe an adult party and they throw a few games on, mainly kids' parties, but and they have the old three-legged race? Have you gone in a three-legged race? Now, I'm thinking I was into sport when I was young. I think I'm pretty athletic. And I'm thinking, you know what, this is going to be a breeze. Now, it's fun to do it, but come on, let's be honest, it's even fun watching the carnage of other people doing it, isn't it? Yeah, when they think. So I think, okay, I'm going to go in the race. I've got pretty good hand-eye-foot kind of coordination. And I'm thinking I'm going to, you know, me and my mate, we're going to tie our legs together and there's going to be synergy and there's going to be momentum and there's going to be unity. And it's just going to be heaven on earth, right? But I don't know about you, but something changes when you strap your leg with somebody else's leg. Because I'm there kind of like, this is the plan, right? It's like, hey, Ryan, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to give us like a count in, and it's going to be like a 1-2, 1-2 rhythm thing, and you just follow my lead. But how many know, like 10 seconds into the race, it's absolute carnage. I think I've got another picture there, right? It's like I'm racing out, leading the way because I think I'm awesome and I've got this hand-eye-foot coordination and I'm dragging you along with me. In fact, it probably gets a little bit worse than this. It's not just, it's more like I'm dragging you behind me and you're kicking and screaming and everything falls in a big, bad, nasty heap. Am I right? Here's the interesting thing. I've got one. Oh, yeah, there. That'd be probably me on the ground there, right? Here's the interesting thing, church. Did you know, just possibly, and if you're the strong one and you've got somebody in your life and they've got weaknesses and they've got insecurities and they've got bad decisions, is it possible that God's called you and I to harness our lives together so that I can carry them when they can't carry themselves? Is it possible that the mark of spiritual maturity is this? Here's the weird part. I'm strong in that area. I've got that area mastered in my life. I'm really clear. I think clearly and I see clearly around that area of my life. But you're at the other end of the scale. That's your weakness. And the hard part for me is it's like, can't you see you're making such a wrong decision or you're tripping yourself up? And instead of us standing there going, well, that's my strength, what would it be like if this morning we went, you know what, I'm going to come alongside you and not let my definition, because I'm strong in it, be a part of your relationship, but because you need someone to carry you in your weakness and your insecurity and your fear in order to see a transformation in your life? Could it be that you're the catalyst for change? Yeah, but it's tough. I know it's tough. It's uncomfortable. I know it's uncomfortable, but God's called us to be burden bearers with one another this morning. I have a confession this morning. I thought this might be a good moment to bring it out. Do I talk about it this morning in the house of God, or do I not talk about it in the house of God? And I thought this is probably a good moment to do it. So I want to bear my soul to you this morning. Some of you are getting a little bit nervous right now, but when it comes to our house, I have a problem, and I've written it down here. It's called household utensil deficiency, HUD for short. I've been diagnosed with it, and it simply looks like this. When I walk into our kitchen and I need to pick a particular utensil, I can look in that first drawer all day long and I will never see that object in front of me. And what happens is I call out to my savior, my wife, Maddie, and she'll be in another part of the house. I'll be like, Mads, she'll, yeah, it's happening again. So what are you talking about? I can't see the thing. And she goes, is it the whisk? No, it's not the whisk. Is it the splicer? No, it's not the splicer. It's the can opener. And she goes, where are you looking? Well, honey, I'm looking in the first drawer. And she's like, see, that's where you've gone wrong, Tony. Our can opener in the last 14 years has never been in our top drawer. It is always in the second drawer. It has always been in the second drawer. And I say, thank you, honey. You were my burden bearer. You carry me in my weakness. And then I look in the second drawer and I'm knocking and I'm seeking and I'm asking and I'm looking. But no matter how hard I look, I simply can't see that can opener in that second drawer. And I put the call out across our house to my lovely wife. And she goes, you can't see it, can you? And so she comes into the kitchen and she takes me by the hand and she leads me through the second drawer beside still waters. And there's the can opener right in front of my eyes the whole time. Can we give my wife a round of applause for carrying my weakness? Oh, man. It's funny, but it's true. It's easy for her. She's wired that way, right? But that strength can quickly lead to annoyance and distance if she doesn't realize that that's my weakness. And maybe she's been called to take me through that journey. Because you know what I do? I love to hang out with people just like me. I like to hang out with people that have got similar skill sets, similar language, similar jobs, similar age, similar stage as me. I love hanging out with those people. And God's designed you and I to have those friendships in our life. But what would it be like if that's not the only ones? Because the other ones, the ones that are a bit taxing and a bit awkward and a little bit annoying, he's saying, you know what, I've called you to walk with them just as much as the people that are like you. I've called you to carry them through their insecurity and their fear and their bad decisions. Because here's the crazy thing. You're just the same as that. You've got your insecurity. You've got your fear. You've got your weaknesses. And there'll come a day when you'll need somebody who's got a strength in that area to walk alongside you to help you bring change and transformation and carry you forward into your life. Amen? That's because we are better together. And so God's called us to be burden bearers. That's why I love our groups. I love our groups because they're multi-generational, and you can go to a games group night and you can hang out with a 20-year-old and a 50-year-old and a 35-year-old, and we may not be the same age or the same stage, but you know what? There's an opportunity for me to carry you, to encourage you, to strengthen you. Amen? Not easy to do. Easier said than done. But here's what I find. If Paul is saying in two separate scriptures it's actually part of a call of a Christian to do that, God will always give you the grace to see it through. God will never ask you to dig a hole without a shovel. He just won't. And my Bible says this. When you need grace, the grace gap, with that person that drives you crazy and you don't find you got any more love for them, whether it's the work colleague or the mate or the family, whoever it is, he says this, come boldly to the throne of grace and you will find mercy and grace to help in time of need. There is an abundance of grace, church, that you and I have access to be able to carry the weakness of another, carry the burden of another. I'm telling you right now, it's not hard to do on your own. It's impossible to do on your own. And God says, I'm calling the church to a greater level. And I know this, in this house, at C3BD, the person to the left of you and the person to the right of you, they are your burden bearer. Amen. And I reckon this church is full of burden bearers. Come on, touch your neighbor once more and say, he's talking about me this morning. I'm a burden bearer. He is talking about me this morning. Let me just touch on something. What happens if I do find a brother or a sister in Christ, which Galatians 1 says, if you are spiritual, restore those who are in transgression. What should I do if I see a brother or sister and they're making wrong decisions? Maybe it's some kind of transgression. Are you saying I should just ignore that? I'm not saying that we should ignore it, but I reckon we can learn a lesson from Christ on how he did this so very well. In John chapter 8, we've got the story about the woman who was caught in adultery. And it's such a powerful story because Jesus demonstrates a couple of things. The first thing is she's caught in the act by the scribes and Pharisees of the day, and they drag her to Jesus, and it's a test for the Lord. And they throw her down at Jesus' feet, and they basically condemn her and say she needs to be stoned to death. Now notice what Jesus says to her. He writes on the ground, as we know, and he stands up. And it says, then Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you? No, Lord, she said. And Jesus said this, neither do I. Go sin no more. Two things happened in that moment, church. He didn't condemn, but he didn't condone. You get it? Didn't condemn. He said, your sin is forgiven. But he didn't condone. He said, go and change. Go and change. Our job with someone that's going through that weakness is not to condemn them. It's not to preach at them. It's just to say, I love you. I'm in the three-legged race with you. I don't condone what you do. But here's the message, church. Don't condemn. Don't condone. Carry. Carry them in prayer. Carry them in support. Carry them not judgmentally. Even when everything in your body, every fiber of your being wants to slap them silly around the head, and we all know that, right? Don't condemn, carry. How can I strengthen you? How can I pray for you? How can I support you? And in that, we become true burden bearers, amen? In that, the love of Christ is revealed. You know, and I just love this idea about groups, and I've mentioned before that it's all about a theme, and we call it connect, care, and grow. And maybe for today, could we swap the word out care? Could we use the word carry? You know, we've got 600 people currently attending a group or signed up in the life of our church. Isn't that amazing? I'm believing God for 1,000 one day. But wouldn't it be amazing if you went, yeah, I can be a burden bearer. I really could do that. By the power of the Holy Spirit, God's grace comes and he helps me to do it. Can you imagine what it would be like if 600 or 700 would say, I'm going to carry somebody else. I'm going to send a text this week, let you know I'm thinking of you, let you know I'm praying for you. Hey, I'll drop a meal round to your house, or hey, can I help you around the house or whatever. Imagine 600 or 700 of those moments happening across the life of our church. Here's the cool thing. It happens every week. Our church is filled with burden bearers and carriers. Imagine if we did it this week and next week and the week after that. The transformation that would take place in people's lives. You know, Jesus said, you know how the world's going to know if we're starting to get this right? He said this, by this all men will know that you're my disciples. Not by how much you go to church, how much you read the Bible, and that's good. How much you pray, that's good. He said, they'll know your love for me by how much you love, in brackets, carry one another. And I think the world is hungry and they are thirsty for that kind of carrying. They don't need us to jump on social media and tell them what they're doing wrong. I think it repels them. They need something that's attractive, that doesn't condemn and doesn't condone, but can carry them to the Father, can carry them to Jesus and say, my job is not to change you. That's not my job. My job is to bring you to Jesus, and he will change you from the inside out. The thing you've tried to change for years, you bring it to him, and he can start to change that thing. That whatever dysfunction or challenge or weakness or blind, that's his job. Amen. You know, have you ever tried to change your partner, the other half? Ever tried to change them? No, you're all in denial? Okay, that's fine. Good. How's that working for you, right? It doesn't work. It's like, no. We're called to say, here's the love of God. How we carry each other, the world is watching. Amen. And as we continue to carry and be burden bearers, I know that we will change those lives around us.
We hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to respond to this message in any way, or would like to talk to one of our pastors, please email us at inquiries@c3bd.com. Or for any more information about our church and the events we have coming up, please go to c3bd.com. Have a great week.